leave the BBC World Service this morning. Good morning, it's 5:20 on Monday the 16th of September, and this is Charles Carroll welcoming you to BBC Radio 4. On Farming Today this morning, the RSPB will be talking about the need for farmers to set aside more land for wild birds. That's at 6:15, and then at 9, Rachel Burden's back.
Uplifting stories of courage, compassion and kindness.
There were so many people who I've known all my life. Everyone was helping.
She was going to write letters to me to cheer me up.
And then that makes you want to help more when you see it.
I'm Rachel Burden, and each week in Cafe Hope, I'll be chatting to people on a mission to transform the lives of others.
I think I always wanted to live my life with a purpose.
Hearing about their experiences.
I've been hugged countless times out there.
The new series of Cafe Hope on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds, starting this morning at 9:45.
And now here's Helen Willetts.
Charles, thank you very much. Good morning. It's now time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 05:05 on Monday the 16th of September 2024. The general situation, or rather the general synopsis at midnight. High, Fitzroy 1028, expected Dogger 1033 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at zero. Westerly or northwesterly, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwesterly 4 or 5 later in West Viking. Showers, good. South at zero. Southwesterly 3 to 5, fair, good. 40s Cromarty, 4th Tyne Dogger. West or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwest 3 to 5 later in Cromarty and 4th. Fair, good. Fisher, German Bight. North or northwest 3 to 5, occasional rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Humber, Thames, Dover, White. North or northeast 3 to 5, showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Portland, Plymouth. Variable, becoming east or northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later, occasional drizzle at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Biscay, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. South Fitzroy, easterly or northeasterly 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later, fair, good. North Fitzroy, Seoul. Variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly 3 to 5 later, occasional drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Variable, becoming east or southeast 2 to 4, occasional drizzle at first in Lundy, good, occasionally poor at first in Lundy. Shannon, Rockall. South or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Rockall, occasional drizzle and fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Malin, Hebrides. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in North Hebrides, fair, then occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Bailey, southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7, perhaps gale 8 later in northwest, occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, west or northwest backing south 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, fair, then occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland, variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southeasterly 5 to 7, veering southwesterly later, perhaps gale 8 later in southeast Iceland, fair, then occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And now it's time for the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400 on the 16th of September 2024. Tyree Automatic, west southwest 2. 9 miles, 1026 rising slowly. Stornoway, west by south 1, 8 miles, 1025 rising slowly. Lerwick, west southwest 4, 12 miles, 1021 rising. Lucas. West 3, 32 miles, 1026, rising more slowly. Bridlington, northwest 3, 1026, rising more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by north 4, 11 miles, 1025. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 11 miles, 1026. Jersey, northwest 2, 19 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Scilly Automatic, southwest by west 2, 1026, now rising. Valentia, east by north 1, 27 miles, 1026, now rising. Ronald's Way, northwest by north 1, 15 miles, 1027, rising slowly. And Malinhead, south by east 2, 13 miles, 1027, rising slowly. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Monday the 16th of September 2024. General situation. Light winds and fair conditions for much of the inshore waters as high pressure builds across the United Kingdom. Further fronts and a strengthening flow will develop across far northwestern waters this afternoon, whilst a strong easterly or northeasterly flow develops on Tuesday to the southeast. So for Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, westerly or southwesterly, backing southerly or southeasterly, 2 to 4, veering southwesterly, 3 to 5 later. Occasionally 6 later near Cape Wrath. Occasional rain later in the north. Good, occasionally poor later in the north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Westerly, backing southerly or southeasterly. Then veering southwesterly later, 2 to 4. Occasionally 5 later near Rattray Head. Mainly fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Westerly or northwesterly, 3 or 4. Becoming variable 3 or less, then southerly later. Mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, northwesterly, veering northerly or northeasterly, 2 to 4, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, northerly or northeasterly, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 south of Lowestoft, mainly fair, good. Northumberland to Selsey-Bill, northerly, veering easterly or northeasterly, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in the east, mainly fair, mainly good. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis, northerly, becoming variable 3 or less, then northeasterly 4 or 5 later, occasional drizzle at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 3 or less, becoming easterly or northeasterly 3 or 4 later, occasional drizzle at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable, becoming easterly or northeasterly, 2 to 4, fair, good. St David's Head to Great Ormes Head, including the St George's Channel. Variable 3 or less, occasionally 4 at first, fair, good. Great Ormes Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 3 or less, becoming easterly or southeasterly, 2 to 4 later, fair, good. The Isle of Man, variable, becoming mainly southerly or southeasterly, 3 or less, fair, good. Lochfoyle to Carlingford Lock, variable 3 or less, becoming southerly or southeasterly, 2 to 4, fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming southerly 3 or 4, fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southerly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in the north, occasional drizzle later in the north, good, occasionally poor later in the north. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6, occasional rain or drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. And finally, Shetland Isles. Westerly or northwesterly, backing southerly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, occasional rain or drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. And that completes the shipping bulletin, Charles. I'll have a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Helen Willard. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Monday, the 16th of September. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Charles Carroll, and these are this morning's headlines. The US Secret Service has thwarted a suspected assassination attempt on Donald Trump. Sir Keir Starmer, who's in Rome, is expected to discuss how the UK could follow Italy in dramatically reducing the number of migrant crossings. In business, a court hearing which could decide the future of the social media platform TikTok in the US is due to get underway. And in sport, Arsenal took the honours in the North London Derby. The FBI says it's investigating what it believes was a suspected assassination attempt on Donald Trump, the second in a matter of months. Secret Service agents were alerted when an assault rifle was spotted aimed at the golf course in Florida where he was playing. The former president and Republican nominee has confirmed he's safe and well. A man who had initially run away from the scene has been arrested. He's been identified in US media as Ryan Routh, who is 58 and from Hawaii. At a news conference last night, the Palm Beach County Sheriff, Rick Bradshaw, explained what happened.
The Secret Service agent that was on the course did a fantastic job. What they do is they have an agent that jumps one hole ahead of time to where the president was at. And he was able to spot this rifle barrel sticking out of the fence and immediately engage that individual, at which time the individual took off.
The White House said President Biden was relieved to hear Mr. Trump was safe. Mr. Trump's Democratic rival in November's election, Kamala Harris, said there was no room for violence in US politics. Sir Keir Starmer is in Rome to meet the Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni as part of his bid to reset Britain's post-Brexit relationship with Europe. Tackling illegal migration is expected to be high on the agenda. Our political correspondent Alex Forsyth, who's in Rome, says the government seems keen to learn from Italy's approach.
Over the course of the past year, Italy has seen a reduction of more than 60% in the number of people making the crossing from North Africa. Now, key to that is financial deals that Italy has struck with Tunisia and Libya to strengthen border security in those countries. But another element of this is an agreement Italy's reached with Albania to process asylum claims there. Now, Keir Starmer has said that that is something that he is interested in.
It's also been announced that the former chairman of the National Police Chiefs Council, Martin Hewitt, has been appointed the head of the government's new Border Security Command. He'll be in charge of coordinating the Prime Minister's plans to curb small boat crossings in the Channel and crack down on people smuggling gangs. The US Coast Guard is due to start a two-week hearing into the deaths of five people who were killed when a submersible imploded while diving to the wreck of the Titanic in June last year. The investigation will focus